Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, again, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, we want to let you know that we're going to be talking about today here is blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, according to Thomas Brooks in the 1800s. And I want you to contrast that with what you see today, namely about how everybody's talking about love and free love, so on and so forth. Folks, love is never free. It's always a demonstration. Yeah, it may be free to receive it, but when you see the price paid for it, I'll tell you what, you don't treat it like it was something that was just handed down to you because it was a good idea. No, someone actually sacrificed to give you, and that is the demonstration of love, 1 John 3:18. Again, hereby perceive we the love of God, that he laid down his life for us. We ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. And what did he say in John 15:13? Greater love is no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends. And it's a love today, friends, which is completely MIA from the hearts, for the most part, concerning those in this country. Because if they loved God, they wouldn't tolerate crime. And if they really, truly do love God, then guess what? They're going to love their brothers. By this, we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. And so what is the love of God demonstrated? The keeping of his commandments. Read 2 John, friends, as well. So anyways, we're going to be talking about that in just a couple minutes today. And keep in mind, too, friends, Jesus said in Revelation 3, he said, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent. Okay, so we're going to talk about that love again from Thomas Brooks in the 1800s, and we're going to contrast it as to what we see concerning the word love today. Remember, it also says in Scripture, this comes to my mind right now, that the love of many will wax cold because of the workers of lawlessness. Yep, it sure does, and that's a sign of the times, and we're definitely in them, no question about it. But before we do that, friends, let's point our fingers over to the website so you can see who we are, what we look like. You want to see our pretty little faces? Well, that's really up to you to decide if we have pretty faces or not. But if you'd like to see our little faces, you can. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and or go over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. We also want to let you know we appreciate you visiting. We have about 125,000 unique visitors a month, and we're growing. We are a year old last week. Just wanted to share that with you, but we do appreciate you coming and visiting our page, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also wanted to let you know you can follow us on our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on our Twitter account. And folks, if you'd like to jump over to Facebook, BradleyDean, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Again, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. And folks, phone lines will be accessible, 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Now, going over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, got a question for you. I got to ask you the question, what's going on? Russian media, listen to this, friends. The Russian media is, for some reason or other, talking about what is coming in September. But the United States media, strangely silent. You know, you ask a foreigner to come into the United States of America, friends, they're going to tell you that you're being lied to by the state-controlled media all of the time. I brought up the stat last week that 40 to 60% of all facts, but all information brought to you by Fox News is completely false. 40 to 60%. And those are the ones that you're supposed to trust. But again, Russian media talking about what is coming in September, but the United States in the media, they're strangely silent. What's going on? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We also have Extortion 17 and the questions that are demanded by the parents. What's going on, folks? Extortion 17, remember when the helicopter went down over in Afghanistan? Well, they're not letting it go, and rightly so. They should not. We want justice because we know that justice is the guardian of liberty in this country. Did I share with you, friends, on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com? This is crazy, but it's very telling. And, folks, this is why it tells us in the book of Judges, chapter 5, verse 8, that there's going to be war within the gates if you allow other gods to come in here. Okay, to allow other gods to come into this country, it's not, let's just get together, let's just live peacefully. You're not going to be able to do that when you have a bunch of devils warring against Christ. It's not going to fly that way. And what we found last week, friends, was Muslim on U.S. Navy nuclear aircraft carrier attempted to sell secrets. Did you hear what I said? Matter of fact, I just seen some of these devils yesterday online. They were over in Britain because what they do is slowly infiltrate and then they begin to overturn laws. Not lawfully, of course, but I seen them going into a soldier's memorial over in Britain there and a bunch of armed Muslims walking in, kicking over all the headstones. And then they began to tear down the Christian cross that was above their heads because that's the great obstacle to these devils. But again, friends, I want to let you know that in the United States of America, the Muslim on U.S. Navy nuclear aircraft carrier attempted to sell secrets. Well, what's the difference between them and the Clintons? What's the difference between them and Barack Hussein Obama? Absolutely nothing. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 15 states finally standing up against Obama's unconstitutional, therefore illegal, therefore null and void regulations. And people, if you don't know the difference, then guess what? You're not going to know the difference. You're going to lose your freedoms. And rest assured, friends, what's happening to this administration is they are encroaching upon your rights on a daily basis. They're trampling them. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, the dirty secret about Obama's newest staffer, Rafi Friedman. Folks, it's not a lady. Oh, my goodness, folks. Oh, my goodness, folks. Oh, my gosh. The White House just hired its first openly mentally ill male that acts like he's a female. This is the White House, friends. And this is all purposed. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Birthright citizenship is unconstitutional. You better bet your bottom dollar it is. You better bet your bottom dollar it is. But what are they doing? The corrupt politicians are playing off your emotions saying, well, we can't kick the kids out. Well, we can't kick them out. Wait a second. The state has no children, and they're not your kids. They're the kids of the illegals, so they need to go back with their parents. That was pretty simple, right? No debate. Yep. Common sense comes into play here. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You ready for this one, friends? Disgraced former Subway spokesman. Listen, folks. Disgraced former Subway spokesman Jared Fogle to plead guilty to child pornography charges. Folks, when you seen the commercial with this guy, didn't you think something was a little amiss here with this guy? Doesn't take a genius, folks. He's a man, not a woman. But interestingly enough, he was just busted with over 500 images of child pornography in his apartments. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I want to highlight a couple more things before we get over to blessed is the man whom thou chastenest. And I want you to define love, folks, in the 1800s in contrast to what you see today. Oh, my goodness. You want to talk about love according to the risen nature of Christ back then and love according to man's fallen nature today, which is lust. And American people have the audacity to call it love when it should be defined as lust. We'll talk about that in just a couple minutes. Going back to sonsoflibertymedia.com, I wanted you people to also understand, we want to highlight some of the things that you're not hearing through the state-controlled media. And, of course, what we're telling you exposes them for what they are doing and what they are not doing as well. But did you know that the New York City Police Commissioner, William Bratton, with members of the New York Police Department were caught on video whoring around and worshiping Allah, attempting to bring forth, to bleed in Muslims into the police force in New York. Now, folks, let's go back to this just for a moment, please. I want you to be reminded as to what we have been told by the state-controlled media who is setting the narrative or attempting to set the narrative. We need to break that up. Folks, weren't the two towers dropped by two jets on September 11th, 2001? And those that were responsible, weren't they the radical jihadist Muslims? And yet in New York, now they have mosques that are built, which is a sign of conquering, by the way. But now we have the New York City Police, the commissioner, William Bratton, with the members of the New York Police Department caught on video worshiping those and worshiping Allah? Isn't that the God that's responsible for the two towers falling? Well, that's what we've been told. And yet now we even go to the White House and we see him entertaining America's sworn enemies within. And his very advisor, Valerie Jarrett, is an Iranian Muslim. She's the one that tells little Baraki, little Barry Satoru, which pants to wear and which ones not to wear. And he's the one that walks around, this little narcissist, acting like he's all that in a bag of chips. And folks, I want people to keep in mind, too, the joke is on you. for tolerating this. But here we have the New York City Police Commissioner, William Breton. Folks, you've been lied to. You have been lied to. By the way, there's more information on a daily basis coming out concerning who's funding ISIS, and we keep finding that it's the Americans. It's the Americans funding ISIS. I shared with you last week about how someone posted that ISIS threatened Barack Hussein Obama with a beheading. And I said, what is he going to commit suicide? I mean, that's like saying we're going to behead our employer. Folks, because that's exactly what's going on. And it's also interesting to note the bloggers are always quiet on this, these little commies are. These little useful idiots are always quiet on this topic. Why? Because they know exactly what they're doing. What they're doing, folks, is they're attempting to tear down your law by opening the borders to foreigners to take over your country. And if you think I'm kidding, just open your eyes. Doesn't take a genius to figure out what's going on. This is to establish a new world order. And don't again forget, friends, that the apple doesn't fall too far from the bush tree. Remember, George Bush Sr. was calling for a new world order from the presidential bully pulpit when he said, out of chaos, we can create a new order. Who's creating the chaos? They are. Oh, by the way, he said that over 212 times in the face of the people back in the 90s. And Barack Hussein Obama, in close pursuit, comes behind him. Right before he becomes the president of the United States, he's over in Europe calling for a new world order and saying that there is no other way in a threatening tone. Huh. He's a pawn, friends. He's a pawn. Again, folks, I got to revert back to Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28. If you want to prophetically know where we're at, there we are. There we are. Also on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Muslim beats his wife in front of cops, and then he says that she is his property. This is what you're giving way to. This is what your posterity is going to have to deal with if you fail to deal with it, 318 million people in this country. Muslim beats his wife in front of cops, says she is his property. Property. You know, folks, if they get too pretty, them Muslim women, they just, these little insecure pipsqueaks, these little devils themselves, they go grab a bottle of acid and they throw it on their wife's face. And if they suspect that their wife is even looking at another man, I don't know how they can see him through them burqas and them black robes. But interestingly enough, even if they suspect, man, they can go out there and stone him to death or dig a hole and bury him alive. Or just simply stab him right out on the streets. Folks, you can see all this online. Is this what you're going to put up with? Is this the legacy you're going to leave for your kids, America? I want to ask you, America, where is the love for your kids? Where is the love for your posterity to tolerate this? Let me go back 6 decades. That's not what our grandpas and grandmas left our parents. But we can see that our parents, and a good, hey, folks, and I'm not using a wide, broad stroke. I see this all over the place, that it was our parents from the 40s, the 50s, and the 60s, and the 70s that have dropped the ball on us. And yet it's the 70s hippies and the 60s hippies that are now just boasting about the end times. That's a whole different topic, but you get my point. Instead of them keeping the commandments of God, they want to be raptured from responsibility. And I'm sick and tired of these people, friends. We are dealing with the very issues at hand today because of what they left off. They failed to hold the government accountable. And again, America, who is the government? You are the government. You are the government. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I want to highlight this just for the sake of highlighting it, friends. Leonard Robinson, Maryland's superhero to terminally ill children, he was killed on the highway the other day. This one kind of hits me a little weird, too. But he saved up his money. He bought a Lamborghini, really nice car. He made it a Batmobile. And you can actually watch footage of him being pulled over by the police. At length, the police asked to take pictures with him. A sweetheart of a guy who used to spend time with terminally ill children. He's on the side of the road. He was checking his motor, and someone sideswiped him and took his life. But folks, to say thank you to these men that take the time, and these women that take the time to deal with the terminally ill, folks, they're a special something. They really are. And I appreciate every one of them. Go over there and say thank you to them, and at least view the video and leave your comments. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, the 25 elements of martial law under Jade Helm. Folks, it's expanding. and you need to understand what's going on in your country. This is called a siege, scripturally. Siege is slow takeover. And folks, as I've said, and I say again, isn't it interesting how all of a sudden they have these training seminars on a nationwide basis with supposedly the American military. And it was just going to be in a couple states. Now it's infiltrated to quite a few states. And I said to you, and you can mark my words on this, all of a sudden they're going to be here. The military is going to be on the street, and just in time, something on a national level is going to take place to keep them out there. So now you have something called martial law. Martial law will be implemented. Will it? That's up to you, America. Some states are rejecting it, and so should you. Folks, they should be arming you, the people, not arming the military against the people while they're trying to disarm the people concerning the military. And I hope it's not the American military that attempts to do something like that. That would be very, very stolpid, as we say. Very stolpid. Sons of Liberty Media.com, folks, lots to talk about. I'm going to jump over to my topic in just a moment here. But there is a lot going on in your country. And I would encourage every one of you to stand up and to begin to deal locally with your government. Where there's holes, fill them. Where there's corruption, deal with it. Where there's compromise, deal with it. Lawlessness, deal with it. And to begin on a local level, we first must start in our homes, and then we take it first, before God. Then we start in our homes, and then we start in our cities. Then we start in our counties, and then we start in our states. That's how we're going to have to do this. That's how we're going to have to take this back. But we need to be educated first and foremost, because people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Speaking of which, talking of love and speaking of love, during the opening segment, I was talking about that very thing. How we're going to talk about, blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, speaking to the Lord and how he chastens his kids. You know, I heard a story of two little boys that went out, and one little boy went over to the good little boy and he said to him, hey, let's go break some windows just for the fun of it. And the good little boy said to the bad little boy, no, I don't want to break any windows. The bad little boy said to the good little boy, listen, every time you do anything wrong, your dad always deals with you in kindness because he loves you. And the good little boy said to the bad little boy, that's why I'm not going to break any windows. And that's the sort of love that I'm talking about here. You know, folks, people are afraid of going to hell, so they serve God concerning the works of the law. That doesn't fly. I serve God because I love God, because I see what Jesus did for me on the cross because of my sin. That's why I serve God. Folks, the law tells me, do this and live. The grace tells me, live and do this. The law tells me, do this and live. Grace tells me, live and do this. For by grace are we saved through faith, and that not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Getting a good view of a sore throat can be difficult, but the new doctor-recommended sore throat exam kit from SayAwNow.com makes it easy. A first-of-its-kind, scientifically designed oral retractor to relax the tongue, minimize gag reflex, and increase visibility. Our made-in-the-USA kit also includes a medical-grade reference chart, easy-to-use website and app so that you're one click away from unparalleled sore throat information. Click SayAwNow.com. SayAwNow.com, a must-have for your family's medical preparedness.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I'm going to be talking about blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, understanding what real love is. Folks, I shared that story with you right during the last segment so you can understand why I serve God. I'm not serving God because I'm afraid of going to hell. Now, there's a lot of people that are under the works of the law. They say they're Christians, and of course they hold the truth in unrighteousness. You can see by the fruit of their lives, they don't serve God, but they do with a profession of their lips. And yet it was Jesus that condemned them that said, and when he said, you honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. Right on. Right on. And he also talked about how there are those that say that they operate in the love of God, but if they search the scriptures, they'll find that they're not operating in any sense of the word concerning the love of God, because it's not the love of the Spirit or the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5, which is the end of the law, by the way. And then I shared with you, friends, that the law tells me this is what I'm to do. Right? Do this and live. But if you understand real grace, grace tells me live and do this. Let me say it again. The law tells me do this and live. Grace tells me live and do this. And I want people to understand too, and I've said this probably, in 14 years of being on the radio, I probably brought this up probably 4 or 5 times, but I want to say it again. There's a lot of people out there that say that they're Christians because they're afraid of hell. They want fire insurance. And they live accordingly, by the way. They're reprobates. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient unto every good work, reprobate. Titus 1. But what I want people to get is the fact that I'm not a hellfire preacher, because hellfire preaching is unbiblical. Hell is only the consequence of your sin that remains. He that committeth sin is a servant of sin. And they'll die in their sins if they don't repent, which is the very message that Christ brought forth. And keep in mind, everything Jesus did and everything Jesus is love. he's rebuking the Pharisees, that's love. If he's healing the sick or raising the dead, that's love. So there's a balance to love, okay? But again, going back, friends, you know, my sin is before a just and a holy God. I repented as that law drove me to the foot of the cross, where I met the Christ, where that burden of sin was removed. And then I put my faith in Jesus Christ and read the word daily and go on in the faith that he's bestowed upon me and in me on a daily basis. I die daily, right? He must increase that he said he must increase, scripture tells us, while I decrease. John the Baptist was telling others. Okay, and it also tells us in 2 Corinthians 13 that we're crucified through weakness, but we live by the power of God. I add unto salvation. Okay? But folks, I'm not afraid of going to hell. I deserve hell. I just want to please my Heavenly Father. And I want to end with this, concerning this point. Martin Luther, the great reformer, was right when he said, the man that's ready for judgment is the one that longs to be freed from sin. Do you long to be freed from sin? Because if you do, that tells you the spirit that you're born of. If you're okay with your sin, you're not born of the Spirit. Because there's a warfare that's going on in the inside of you constantly. And too many times we see the wrong guy winning. In some cases, there are people that are born of the Spirit, but they let the carnal man dominate the Spirit. There's two dogs in a ring there to fight to the death. Which one's going to win? The one that you feed the most. That's why we study and show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Straight and narrow and difficult is the way, friends. So let's get on that straight and narrow right now. Cool? Any questions? 1-866-233-0747. Revelations 3 tells us when the angel of the church of the Laodiceans wrote, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. This is what he said to that church, the church in the last days. I know your works. You're neither cold nor hot. I would that you were cold or hot. So then because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew you out of my mouth. He said, out of my mouth I'll spew you. Because thou sayest I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing. Hello, America. And knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked? Hello, America. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich in white raiment, that thy name be as clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint your eyes with eye salve that you may see. He goes on, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten to inflict pain or suffering, to humble or to improve, friends. Definition to chastise. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. He said, behold, I stand at the door. Listen. He said, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, repent. And then he said, behold, I stand at the door and I knock. You want someone to open that door? You don't just tap the door. You knock on that door. I'm knocking on your door. And then he said, if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Spirit saith unto the churches. Okay, well, let's talk a little bit about that love really quick. Because this guy, Thomas Brooks, was a preacher back in the 1800s. And this is how he defined it. It's old English, but do bear with me, friends. He said, blessed is the man whom thou chastenest. He said, if by outward afflictions thy soul be brought more under the inward teaching of God, doubtless your afflictions are in love. I remember hearing a preacher one time say, you know, it was interesting when I got saved. It seemed like every single thing I did in my life, I was spanked by my Heavenly Father. I was busted. I was dealt with. I was convicted. And she said, I noticed other people around me. They would do whatever they wanted to do, and they got away with it. But she realized then and there that God was doing what he was doing because he loved her while he let others do the things that they wanted to do. See, this preacher belonged to God. And he caused this preacher to know, you are my business. You no longer belong to the world. You're now in my son, and I will deal with you accordingly. So wait a second. So blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, if thy outward afflictions of thy soul be brought more under the inward teaching of God, doubtless these afflictions are in love. Man, today, folks, you have a bunch of people in the church devil chasing. The devil did this, the devil did that. Oh, look at the devil. No. The devil is a defeated foe. That's like a bunch of our military talking about how big and bad Adolf Hitler is today. No, we got a lot of brothers and sisters, namely to the equivalent of 405,399 that fought, bled, and died. They sacrificed themselves to snuff out that Adolf Hitler. And it's the same thing in the natural to the spiritual, that Christ is a defeated foe because of the cross experience. He is defeated. Though we battle against flesh and blood, yes, I understand all that. But if we're feeding on the bread of life, I'm telling you what, we're going to receive the strength to overcome and then begin to understand that all authority has been given unto us over all the power of the enemy. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd all be standing up saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. Bring it down, Brother Dean. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest. Thomas Brooks, 1800s. He said, all the chastising in the world without divine teaching will never make a man blessed. The man that finds correction attended with instruction and lashing with lessons is a happy man. If God by the affliction that is upon thee shall teach thee how to loathe and hate sin more, how to trample upon the world more, and how to walk with God more, thy afflictions are in love. If God shall teach thee by afflictions how to die to sin more, and how to die to thy relations to the world more, and how to die in thy self-interest more, thy afflictions are in love. Wow. Wow. Now you have a modern gospel that teaches exactly the opposite. To correct for some reason and somehow is now the works of the flesh rather than the other way around. I'm absolutely amazed at the stupidity of the people that profess to be so spiritual when they don't even understand the operation of the Spirit. I mean, now you're told to just go partake with everything and anything, and the grace of God will cover your sin. Read Isaiah 30. And go to Ephesians 5, where it tells us that the grace of God is not to be used as occasion of the flesh. It's not a license to sin, friends. I mean, if you go over to Arlington Cemetery, you're going to sit there and fraternize with the enemies over the headstones of those that fell? To give us what we have, fighting against those that you're fraternizing with? No. Friendship with the world is enmity with God. In James 4, and if you remember right, he said, you adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that friendship with the world is enmity with God. Those that are friends with the world, friends, I'm telling you what, I have very, very little time. Very little time for. I don't cast my pearls before swine. Matter of fact, I have one friend on a national level that when people call to be counseled, first thing he'll do is ask them, are you in the Word every day? And if they're not, he won't even bother taking their phone call. And why would he? I'm going to say this because I'm on this vein right now. Until a man becomes nothing, God will create nothing out of that man. So if God is bringing you to the point to show you what you are not, to show you who he is, you're on the right track, not the wrong track. And if it's working godly repentance, you can better bet your bottom dollar it's the Holy Ghost who comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. That's not the devil, that's the Christ. The devil wants to entertain you away from the cross, and Christ tells you to bear the cross. There's a big difference. I'm going to take a quick break. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, Thomas Brooks in the 1800s, contrasting man's fallen nature in lust. And they have the audacity to define it as to be loved today? No, friends. We're talking about real love here, and we need to get back to that real love. Be right back after this break.
At The Sons of Liberty. We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Wendy Blanks, chief editor of thesleuthjournal.com. I wanted to extend a personal thank you to Bradley Dean and his stellar team at the Sons of Liberty radio show for exposing realities concerning our media, education system, churches, and government.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
You know, it's interesting, speaking of love, but it's interesting that when I first got saved, I was trying to figure out, I was actually going to a prosperity church, but the pastor was very prophetic. I mean, the guy would either nail it or he would be way out in left field, one of the two. But in saying that, I remember I used to come home from work, and I would just indulge myself in the Word of God. I was that deer that was panting for water. And I remember one day I went to church and this guy came up to me and said, "Man, something's wrong. The only time that you ever, you know, feel right is when you're in the Word of God." I said, "It's the only time I feel right." He said, "Yeah, something's wrong." And as I'm reading the Word of God, I'm sitting there saying to myself, "What do you mean something's wrong? I'm in the right place. The right person is feeding me. He's nurturing me. And if I'm being fed by the Father through the Son and the Holy Ghost, how could that be the wrong place to be?" But when you look at their lives, see, they were the ones that would tell you, you know, it's time for you, brother, you just need to take it easy. You just need to slow your roll, brother. You need to go home and watch something funny. And I'm looking at the world that I just came from, and I'm trying to convey to these people, you don't understand what I just came out of. A very dark place. They need Christ. I now have the light, and the Lord gave me that light so I can bring that light to them. And yet I'm supposed to go get a movie and laugh about it? And that is exactly the love that has been portrayed through the church as a spiritual love. And I'm going to something, but it's also interesting to note that my ministry is done things that nobody else is willing to do, yet everybody's telling me how I'm supposed to do it, and yet they're unwilling to go to the people that need it. I've never understood that. And I want to tell you this, it lacks love, it lacks Christ, it is a lack of Christianity. And I rebuke that kind of stuff because there's no love in it at all. They want to sit there and they want to counsel people. They want to prop people up. I don't want anything to do with that. Unless they're at the bottom or at their end of their wits. And they need to be lifted up. But folks, right now what we're doing is we're talking about real love and what real love is, according to Thomas Brooke. And I want to tell you what, when I'm listening to what he's saying, that's exactly right. This is from the 1800s in contrast to what you're hearing today. Go ahead, Stephanie.
Well, he says, if God shall teach thee by afflictions how to live to Christ more, how to lift up Christ more, and how to long for Christ more, thy afflictions are in love. If God shall teach thee by afflictions to get assurance of a better life and to be still in a gracious readiness and preparedness for the day of thy death, thy afflictions are in love. If God shall teach thee by afflictions how to mind heaven more and how to be fit for heaven more, thy afflictions are in love. If God by afflictions shall teach thy proud heart to lie more low and thy hard heart how to grow more humble and thy sensuous heart how to grow more charitable and thy carnal heart how to grow more spiritual and thy froward heart how to grow more quiet, thy afflictions are in love.
Huh. I mean, we're watching the Navy SEALs right now.
I was
documentary.
Just bring that up.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to bring that up when you were talking, because when you look at these Navy SEALs, they are men who are
natural to the spiritual, spiritual to the natural.
Exactly.
Things.
They're men who are trained. They're an elite, a group of men. Not very many people make the Navy SEALs. They have a huge percentage of failure dropout rate because they want to get the cream of the crop, the best of the best, those who are absolutely committed to doing a job that not very many people are willing to do. So when these guys go and do their training, they have harsh training. They're literally, they have what's called Hell Week. It's the third week of their training where literally for 5 days straight, they are continuously doing things, surf passage. They're being tested, tried and true. They literally get 3 hours of sleep, 3 to 4 hours of sleep for 5 days worth of work. No stopping, nonstop, so on and so forth. These men are tried to the utmost, and their trainers, their instructors are very harsh with them. They're pushing them constantly. They're always putting the question to them so they can question themselves, do they really want to be here? How committed are they? Are they going to overcome this obstacle? But the trainers are doing it in love because they want them to understand that you can overcome any obstacle. You just have proved for your bodies, you know, through your minds that you can do this. They don't let them have a defeatist mentality. They don't let them have a second place mentality. They say it pays to be a winner. You absolutely have to be number one. Just find an excuse to win because they know that life and death depends upon it. But when you look at these Navy SEALs and you look at the camaraderie and the brotherhood between them, not one of these Navy SEALs, although they might be harsh with each other at times for their own good, would ever think about leaving another Navy SEAL behind. This is the kind of love that is only dreamed about, in my opinion, in the church. Bradley talks about when he first got in the church, everybody loved him so much until he had to move and then no one was there to be found. But these guys in the Navy SEAL are guys that would not let their brother down. It's a feeling that they would sacrifice themselves before they would sacrifice their buddy. They look out for each other, and teamwork is everything. It's such a spiritual yep. lesson that should be learned, and first and foremost, should be in the church.
And they were also cautious of who they got close to because they didn't know at any time they would up and quit.
Yes, he said, I learned a guy who was in the previous class, he learned not to get close to anybody because you don't know who's going to be there one day versus the next day, and only the committed actually make it to the very end.
That's right, because the drill sergeants are actually trying to create them. They show them what they're not when they first get in to build them up to what they themselves are. And the Bible says that Jesus is the captain of our salvation, but they have to break them first.
Yep.
And it's interesting. Scripture tells us the sacrifices of God are a broken and a contrite heart. O Lord, thou wilt not despise. Psalm 51, verse 17. Let me give you an analogy, friends, really quick here. A young man sought out an Indian guru who took him to a river, and after wading into the water, the young man allowed the gentle-speaking guru to lower him beneath the water's surface, thinking that he was being baptized. However, he surprisingly felt the guru's hands tense and hold him under the water. He struggled as a sense of panic began to grip his mind, and no matter how hard he battled the strong arms of the old guru, the old man held him under the cold water. Adrenaline pumped through his terrified body. He must get air or die. Suddenly, the man let go and burst through the water's surface. He couldn't understand why the guru would do such a senseless thing to him. The old man raised his hand to calm him and said, "When you yearn for God as much as you craved for oxygen, then you'll find him."
That's a great analogy. I love that analogy so much. And when you look at these guys, speaking of the Navy SEALs and going back to what they do, is they know that they're being pushed to the utmost because they're going to be the best of the best, and they're going to do a job that not many other people can do, and they do it with the mentality that they're going to overcome and they're going to win. They're not going to be second best, and they're not going to be second place. And greater love has no man than this. The Bible talks about that a man laid down his life for his friends. These guys are laying their lives down on the line for our country, for their buddies, and they're trained. But it's such a great picture of love.
Back to the spiritual.
Yep.
So when God chastens us in such a fashion for our good to prepare us for the skies, why would we kick against the goads? They're doing us, and God in the spiritual is doing us a favor by training us up. The Lord keeps us in spiritual time, in spiritual situations, friends, that we might grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And if we're growing in grace, guess whose knowledge we take on? The head of him who is the head of all principality and power. Not some other carnal setting or some comical show or some movie, or entertain ourselves away from spiritual life, which is found in Christ. No, that's the enemy that does that. That is not the cross, and that is not the love of God in any sense of the word.
Now, I'll continue on with this. Pambo, an illiterate dunce, as the historian terms him, was learning that one lesson: I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. 19 years, and he had not yet learned it. It is to be feared that there are so many who have been on this school of affliction above this 19 years and yet have not learned any saying lesson all this while. Surely their afflictions are not in love, but in wrath.
Yep.
Where God loves, he afflicts in love. And wherever God afflicts in love, there he will first and last teach such souls such lessons as shall do them good for all eternity.
So good for all eternity. So God's love chastises. Yes, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten. But we also understand that correction is grievous to those that forsake the way. So those that have forsaken the way, you're okay there. Wonderful. Have at it. See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. To those that understand real love, keep in mind it always comes with chastisement.
Well, preaching the truth 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, the Sons of Liberty is out there doing it. And we cannot do it, literally, without your support. Please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you feel like this is your spiritual food, you feel like you're going to church every time you turn on that dial to the Sons of Liberty, please do support this work. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Don't delay. Do it today. Join the team and say, listen, we are going to join together with you guys to get this work out there and to get, most importantly, the gospel of Jesus Christ to all ears throughout this nation and beyond. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, or to give a one-time donation, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the button in the upper left-hand corner that says Donations Gratefully Received. We thank you for all your support.
Love you by what we do. Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Friends, take a look at some of the headlines. Look at some of these pictures. Wow. Dang. Love you by what we do. See ya. Talking 23, 1 John 3:18.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.